Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on, what is it, Monday the 17th of February. Got a sickly Mrs. E this morning. I think she got a bit of food poisoning. We went out to dinner yesterday. It wasn't the best, I'll be honest. But the only thing she had different to me was a bit of seafood starter. She's been ill as a dog since last night. Got back. I'd managed to avoid the football and watched it late. Good, wasn't it? Good. And she had to tuck herself up in bed. But yeah, the old spuds. I'd resigned myself to 2-2. I watched it turn my phone off. No social media. No nothing. And shocking goal we gave away. The defending both sides wasn't of the highest. But your man Engels at the end, that was a gift. Sonny finished it well, but your man has just got to be putting that, any part of his boot on it, up in the air. I think even at, when we played them at the Spurs Stadium, it was more defensive errors than anything. And I hate to say it, Villa fans, with your remaining fixtures, I can't see you staying up. I mean, it could be a West Ham relegation clash, couldn't it? But I just can't see where you're going to get many points in the fixtures you've got coming up. But I don't want to put a downer on your day. I thought you did okay yesterday, but you're going to have to defend better and you're going to play teams that are a lot better than Tottenham, that's for sure. Right, sorry about that. I'm probably going to get attacked now by Villa fans. Right, where are we at? We are at, I've got a couple of horses. And one football mention, and that will be it. I'm going to be looking after the good lady today. I'm hoping it is just some food, and she'll be back to normal in 24 hours. And then I've got meetings this week, Tuesday, Wednesday. Hopefully Thursday I will be able to catch all my spreadsheets up and get everything out to people. And then we'll be good to go again Friday. And I'm going to do a couple of bits, hopefully, in the pod. Probably Thursday on I get mocked for it, but the mindset and coping with it. I see Gerdy had a massive loss at the weekend. Real Madrid probably stung a few. Certainly not for me, those sort of sums on a lay the draw, but you've got to be able to deal with it. And fair play to the lad, he does seem to be able to, which is the one part of the world, but you've just got to be able to almost shrug them off and just move on. I think I emailed somebody today, and it's this thing of looking at everything daily, weekly. Even that sort of 100-day thing. Look at it in 100 days. Look at it in 3 months. See where you are. I know it's hard, but you just get drawn into what's happening on any one day, 1 week, and that kind of lose. And as I've said to people, I've had stuff that stood still for a year. It's done nothing. Just gone up and down, up and down, 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 up, 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 down, down. And you think, and it is, oh, shall I ditch this? It's not going anywhere. But it's amazing how then you have two great months and it races away and then it levels out again. Then you have two great months and it is all part of it. No matter what element of betting, be it horses, football, trading, whatever, you just have moments where things go against you and you feel the world's on top of you, but it's just the way it plays out. It's not a constant upward trend. You just got to dig in. And I know it sounds boring, but that's the reality of it, as is with anything. I remember Cav used to say to people, you don't check the price of your house every day. Just try and have your money in there and do what you do and let it get on with it. And anyway, we'll cover bits of that later in the week. And Dan Williams, I'm going to mention Dan Williams. Dan Williams put me in touch with a book. And I will probably quote bits of this book going forward. It's absolutely fantastic book. Recommend it to everybody. It's called The Slight Edge. Really, really good book. I've really enjoyed it. And I'm going to read it again now. I'm not into a lot of that sort of stuff, but I've really enjoyed it. And I'm going to, as I say, I'm going to read it again. And there's bits in it I may quote because I think we can all take something out of it. But one of the biggest things certainly is it's easier not to do something than it is to do something. Be it whatever, dieting, betting, keeping records, whatever. It's easy. I'll do it tomorrow, isn't it? Really good book, The Slight Edge. 6 o'clock at Kempton, Fly the Nest, win bet. 6 o'clock Kempton, Fly the Nest, win bet. 355, tease components, lad. win bet. And 8 o'clock, Kempton Dory, Dawry, Dawry, each way, win and place, Dawry, small win place. So Fly the Nest and Tease Components, lads, 6 o'clock and 3:55, respectively, win bets, Dawry, win and place. As I say, all these things, you don't have to do them. I'm posting some 70-minute bets. They've had a bad, three or four losers on the spin now. Again, you don't have to do them. It's just something that's worked nicely. I'm just putting them out there so we've got a track of them. So if you don't want to, don't panic. Just don't have to do everything. You can just look at stuff. You can read stuff and not worry about it. Right, Fussball. Yeah, old Mourinho got the second best record since, other than Liverpool, since he's taken over. See, all them Poch fans. He's got, may not be pretty, but he's grinding out some results, the boy. Where are we? Right, Antalyaspor versus Kasımpaşa, Antalyaspor, Kasımpaşa, first half goal. So a small first half goal bet. If it's 0-0, 20 minutes, drip backing a first half goal or drip laying under 0.5. Antalyaspor, Kasımpaşa, or Kasımpaşa. I'm sure somebody will correct me. Right, have a lovely Monday. I'll be back with you someday tomorrow. As I say, tomorrow and Tuesday, tomorrow and Wednesday, got stuff to do. But I'll be podding when I possibly can. We've got Champions League, haven't we? I'll give you a little Champions League. I'll give you all the winners again, Champions League this week. I forgot about that. Got to get to the old Tottenham Hotspur Stadium Wednesday night. Leipzig, give them a right good pasting. Dortmund, Paris Saint-Germain. I fancy Dortmund tomorrow. Right, okay, I'll get to that tomorrow. Have a great Monday, and I'll speak to you all tomorrow.